Not Your Power Couple, Ken and Carol Cook, are not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests or even our listeners. The information contained on this program or website is not medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement. We always encourage you to do your own research. Hello, Collin County. This is Ken Cook, back again with another episode of Not Your Power Couple. And again, we are here doing a podcast with a local candidate running for office here in Collin County. And today we have Brittany Hendrickson. She is running for McKinney ISD Place 4. How are you doing, Brittany?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, welcome to the show. And just dive right in and just say, you know, tell the voters a little bit about who you are, Brittany, so they can get to know you.
Sure. Me and my husband have lived in McKinney since 2010. We chose McKinney when we purchased our first homes because of the wonderful schools that are in McKinney ISD. We hoped to have a family and have a child that could go to McKinney ISD, and God blessed us with one beautiful child that is now great. In McKinney ISD.
That's
She's
awesome.
In second grade. And so, yeah, that's where we're at.
That's great. Well, we're glad to meet you. I did a podcast with Rachel over the last weekend and Jim, and I know they're running for school board in McKinney as well. And so they were very adamant, like, you got to talk to Brittany. She's somebody you're going to want to have on your show. So,
awesome.
So what is your core platform and as a candidate, and what do you want voters in McKinney to know about you as the new potential ISD trustee?
Sure. My platform is centered around the children of this district. They're our leaders for tomorrow, and we deserve to give them the best education that we can possibly provide them in McKinney ISD. Our ISD is totally equipped to meet the academic needs of our students. We should never stop working to improve that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would love to see us bring back the basic fundamentals of education, go back to a classical education, you know, platform, and teach these kids how to read and write and make sure that they are set up for success.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Yes. If you're elected, what changes would you like to see within the ISD board?
There's a few changes I'd love to see. Over the last couple of years, I've been attending the school board meetings, watching online and attending in person. And one of the big things that I've noticed is you get 1 minute to speak.
Doesn't seem like a lot.
No.
Not enough anyway.
Not at all. They give you 30, there's 30 minutes at the very beginning of the meeting that they block off for public comments on agenda or non-agenda items. Mm-hmm. The agenda comes out around 72 hours before the meeting. So parents, citizens, stakeholders can review the agenda and decide if there's something that they want to voice their opinion about.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about y'all, but I can't get 1 minute in 1 minute.
Yeah,
I mean, my point across.
Right. I mean, I've gone to city council meetings in Allen where we live, and, you know, they give you 3 minutes there. And even with that, it seems like
difficult.
It's very rushed. So I would think, you know, you're talking about your children, that they would want to at least give you more time than a minute. That does seem to be troubling for sure.
It is. So I think that the speaking time needs to be adjusted. We need to really listen to our constituents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to listen to our taxpayers. We need to know what is going on in our schools. And this is an opportunity for the public to come and voice their concerns.
Yeah.
Or give their compliments to the board.
Right.
You know, we could definitely have people coming and thanking the board, but we also need to know if there are issues that need to be addressed. I really would like to see that change so that the public felt like they were being heard.
Yeah.
That's a real big issue.
Gotcha.
There's another issue is speaking of the agenda. In our neighboring areas, our ISDs around us, the board book that is put out online for the public to view is sometimes 300 pages long.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Okay. They include everything that is going to be discussed that's up for vote. And here in McKinney, we're left out. There's a lot of information that is left out. So we're missing the information that they're voting on, that they're possibly going to discuss. We can't see it. Just recently, we had six policies that had to have updates because there was a legal update done. So our local policy needed to be updated. However, those policies were not in the board book online for us to see what changes were actually being made.
So you guys could not, the parents of McKinney could not see that.
Correct. And so that's a problem because maybe they were good changes and we wanted to show our support during our 1 minute.
Changes don't necessarily mean bad.
That's right. That's right. But at the board meeting, they never even reviewed the policy. So we still don't know what changes were actually made.
Wow. That is, that is very, very troubling. Yes.
So policies are, you know, the things that the board is responsible for. And the parents did not have an opportunity to voice their opinions. We're not listening to the parents. We're not showing transparency.
That's an example right there of that not happening.
So
when we talked leading up to today's podcast, you mentioned to me the role of technology in schools. What do you think the role of technology in schools should be, especially in lower grades?
Oh, technology. There's so much talk about technology, especially since COVID and the shutdowns. Quick story. My daughter started kindergarten. Her first day was on a MacBook.
Oh, man.
Seven Zoom calls a day.
That's rough.
5-year-olds.
That must have been. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. My husband would take the early shift and I would take the evening, the afternoon shift because it was a lot getting her logged in and then explaining to her that she could not just shut the MacBook and go play with her Barbies or go swimming, that this was school. And so, you know, ever since they put the technology, you know, that really turned it up for technology. And look, I understand their technology is not going anywhere. We need it. But I do believe that we should have a balanced approach. I also think that we need to be working directly with our talented teachers and talk to them about how they feel about the amount of technology that's being used. Is it a hinder or is it helpful? And every child learns differently. So there is good technology out there. I'm not saying we need to take technology out, but I think that there needs to be a fine balance. And we need to talk to our teachers and partner with them so that we can understand how this is affecting them as teachers as well.
That's a great point that you brought up about your daughter, her being that young, starting school during COVID and not actually getting to go to class. I mean, I know kids are so excited about being able to go to school when they're young like that. And what a disappointment that was for her to have to deal with that. Glad the technology's there, so she was at least able to learn, but that must have been like herding cats to try to keep her focused. I mean, that's a great point.
Yeah, we did 3 weeks, and then we had the option to go in person or online. And I know several people that did stay online. And we were like, no, she needs the social aspect of it and the experience of school.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, definitely. So what are your thoughts about retaining the great teachers in MISD?
One of our biggest problems is teacher retention right now. We have a huge, the turnover is just, it's terrible. We are losing really great teachers and we really need to focus on finding out what their pain points are so we can address them immediately and see what's causing them to leave this great district. You know, our neighbor Frisco ISD is considering doing an anonymous survey that would allow the teachers to be upfront and honest and let us know what their issues are. I love this idea of them being anonymous. We have teachers that are leaving McKinney ISD and the exit, they have an exit survey. I don't know that they're really taking it. Are they being honest at this point, you know? So we really need to, we cannot address an issue that we don't acknowledge. Nor can we fix something that we don't acknowledge. You know, these teachers are working so hard and they deserve to be treated like the professionals they are. So we need to address this and help them figure out where those pain points are so that we can retain them.
I mean, they're some of the hardest working people around me and their job is to educate our children. So I agree 100%.
They are definitely the front lines,
mm-hmm.
and they have the servant hearts.
Yep.
And it takes a special person to be a teacher,
for sure.
It does. We all learned that those first 3 weeks of COVID.
Yeah, no doubt.
At least for us.
So here's an important question. Why should the average voter that doesn't have children and currently in MISD vote for Brittany Hendrickson?
Well, regardless of whether the average voter has a child in the district, they're stakeholders.
Right.
You know, they should be aware of how their tax dollars are being spent. And to make sure that they're being spent wisely, to educate our children, and, you know, to get that return for their investment. It's an investment. Their tax dollars are an investment. You know, for a living, I'm actually a property tax consultant and the chief operating officer of a national property tax consulting firm.
Okay.
So I understand budgets and finance.
Yeah, you definitely do doing that for sure.
Yeah, and so I understand where these tax dollars are coming from, and I've dug into the budgets, and I'm seeing where the money is being shifted around. And, you know, I saw that the teachers only got a very small raise.
Mm.
And that's just, we have the funds to be able to support these teachers and support the education and McKinney ISD. We need to spend the money to educate our kids to become a better district. And, you know, we need to become an A district again. Right. We are now a B district. Yeah. And I think most people are surprised to hear that every time I tell someone.
Yeah, I was when doing the podcast with Jim and Rachel, that came up with their podcast as well. And I, you know, just being an Allen, you know, I would think just the size of McKinney and, you know, Allen being, I think, an A district school,
mm-hmm.
that McKinney would, just because of the area, you mm-hmm. know, and the, you know, teachers want to teach here and things like that. But that's not the case, which was a surprise to me.
Yeah, I think another thing that's surprising, too, is that, you know, we have a $250 million budget in McKinney ISD.
Wow.
Yeah. And so knowing that your tax dollars are being spent wisely, you know, it's definitely an important aspect, especially to the voter that doesn't have the children in the district, but have to pay that tax bill.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, with what you had shared about the fact that there's some of the things are left out for the policies.
Correct.
Being an outside looking in, I'm wondering how well they're sharing the financials of the district. That's stuff that's being not necessarily shared. I don't know. I'm, again, on the outside looking in, so.
It's been a challenge. They do, you know, provide us with some financial information online,
mm-hmm.
And they call that financial transparency. We can see where the money is going out. We see what we're spending money on, but we have no idea what money is coming in.
Oh, okay.
So we can't see the incoming money. We can only see the outgoing money. Which is it tells a big story in itself.
Mm-hmm.
When you start looking at, you know, where they're spending their money.
So Brittany, are there any other topics that you wanted to bring up today?
I just want people to know that I'm a mom who is just really fighting to do the right thing in McKinney ISD for mm-hmm. all the children. I just want to make a positive impact in this district. I have a small child in this district, and we have a long time to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a vested interest.
Very vested interest, absolutely.
You know, I just want to make sure the listeners know that I am willing to fight for what's morally correct.
Okay.
You know, and make that positive change and give that accountability and transparency. I understand that the board's job is to hold the school district accountable for mm-hmm. what they're doing and to listen to the public.
Right.
And really be concerned with the issues that they bring up. You know, those things need to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want the public to know that I'm here and I'm willing to fight for this. As a full-time working mom,
yeah.
You know, I just want what's best for these kids. Well, they deserve it.
Yeah. Well, that's what Carol and I, you know, we got from you talking to you about your passion for service and stuff, is that you know, being a full-time mom, you have a vested interest with your child going to MISD, that you're somebody who's in this to not just for this, but moving forward.
Right.
And so we're grateful for your time today. So
yeah.
Any other things that you want to bring up today? It's your show, so you can have at it.
I just, I do want to address the teachers in McKinney ISD. If I know you probably have teachers that listen to your show.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah. And if you don't, so. if people are listening, know people that are in McKinney IC that are teachers, I just want the teachers to know that I'm here. If you would like to speak to me about what's going on, I'm here. I want to be a problem solver for you. I don't want you to leave McKinney ISD.
Exactly.
I know that it's a servant's heart to be a teacher. I know how important it is, and I want you to understand that I care. And just that they are the most important part mm-hmm. of this equation. Without mm-hmm. our teachers,
yeah.
we cannot continue to educate our children.
That's true.
So, yeah, just know that I'm here. Reach out to me on my social media or on my website.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you, at this point, since I think we're going to be wrapping this up here, unless you have another couple of things you want to say, why don't we do that? Why don't you share all of your ways that people can contact you, social media, you know, however sure. you want them to reach out to you.
So my website is Brittany, and it's Brittany, the number 4, MISD.com. You can reach out to me there. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram at Brittany for McKinney ISD. And I'm on Twitter at Brittany 4, MISD.
All right, great. Well, Brittany, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy life. We know being a mom and then running and doing this, you're probably bouncing around like a pinball right now.
Yes,
but
it's
thank
crazy.
You. Thank you so much for coming on. And we just hope that everybody who listens to this will, look Brittany up on her Facebook and Instagram. And I know you probably have events coming up that people can come meet you face to face. If you have any of those, do you have any of those coming up that you can share right now?
I don't know that I have. I'd have to pull my calendar out.
Well, that's okay. We can. What we can do is we can attach them to the show notes along with what you've just shared sure. as well. If you have any coming up soon, this is the 4th of March, so this podcast should be coming out by mid to end of next week. And if you have anything before then, before we release it, I can add it to the show notes to make sure people know.
Thank you again,
just thank you so much, and we wish you the best on your campaign. And everybody check out her websites. And if you want to get involved in her campaign, please reach out to her. I'm sure she'd accept the block walking help and anything
Absolutely.
Else she can get.
That's
so,
what I was good. That was the only thing I was going to say is, yeah. you know, volunteers for yeah. block walking.
Volunteers. We know how campaigns run, and we need definitely people that believe in your vision and want to help. And so we're hoping that people will do that. That's part of the bigger, one of the biggest reasons we do this is we want to get your info out so that people can contact you and can help you achieve your goal. So thanks again.
Thank you.
We're just going to wrap up the show this week, this episode. Keep your ears open for other candidates here in Collin County that are running for local office. And we'll catch you next time on Not Your Power Couple.